Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and we're with our Alan Shartok. And Alan, it is New Year's Eve, and you know people make resolutions for the new year. So how about this one? I'm going to give to my favorite radio station, WAMC, and I'm going to do it today before the new year to start it off right.
That's right, David. There are wonderful people out there who can do a little bit more and are. I'm not going to lie to you. We're getting a lot of envelopes now, and people are doing everything they can to make sure that the radio station that they tune into, as you are now, every morning is there for them. You know, we got very lucky in the beginning. We had the chance to take over WAMC when it was going under. It was going to be turned off by the then medical college, now the very successful Albany Med, which is a combination of the college and the hospital. They didn't have any money at the time, so they were going to turn it off. And we came to everybody, and everybody said, okay, let's do something. And they did, and they've been doing it ever since. And we love you all, and if you can do something today before the tax time, that's great. If you want to do it just because it's the right thing to do, that's fine, too. 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. We've got a WAMC.org, and that timestamp will count, too.
That'll make a happy new year. Well, the horrifying story about the Texas shooting in the church, we now are having a debate. We heard it on the panel as well. The state legislature, of course, passed a measure allowing armed volunteers in places of worship in Texas after a 2017 shooting left 26 people dead at another Texas church. In this particular case, a trained instructor with firearms stopped the shooter quickly. And this has renewed the debate over whether we need, quote, a good guy with a gun to stop a bad guy with a gun.
Well, David, the debate really was between me and Rosemary yesterday. Rosemary got a lot of supportive mail. She said, guns are bad. We shouldn't have this kind of thing. And yet, to me, there was no question that in the short run, and I mean the short run because I'm with Rosemary, I think that if we could get rid of guns in the society, which was a tall order, it would be a great thing. But in the meantime, a lot of people would have been shot yesterday. And I think she's right, and I do think that it is on us to do everything in our power to eliminate guns in the society. But in the short run yesterday, lives were saved. No question about it.
The study I saw yesterday said this year alone, 2019, has been the most mass shootings in our history.
I don't have any doubt about it. This stuff gets into the air, and people who are troubled, obviously this fellow who did the work yesterday was extraordinarily troubled. Now we're hearing about the Black Israelites, this anti-Semitic organization. We're seeing previous arrests. There are plenty of people who take signals from others, and there are those of us who are very disappointed in the President of the United States, who has put a signal out there that others are not to be tolerated, and we see what happens when this is going on. So, look, some of it is on Trump. I don't have any question about that in my own mind. But I think we as a society need to really take a careful look at ourselves.
Well, you've talked about this, and here it is on the AP this morning. 3 years in, no sign of Trump's replacement for Obamacare as a candidate for the White House. The president repeatedly promised that he would immediately replace President Barack Obama's health care law with a plan of his own that would provide insurance for everybody. 3 years later, Trump still hasn't managed to repeal and replace it, and he does not have a plan as well.
David, I've been talking about this, as you just suggested, for a long, long time. Doesn't take a newspaper article for us to know that the president promised and promised he would substitute for Obamacare with a better plan. None of us believed it. He is a well-known liar. He's worse than a lying. He's a lying, lying, lying liar. And the fact of the matter is, this is just typical of him. He said he would come up with a better plan. He hasn't. He said it would preserve all of the things that people had and wanted, but he hasn't. And now he is being shown for what he is, a liar.
We talked about former Vice President and presidential candidate Joe Biden yesterday saying he would nominate President Barack Obama, former president, to the Supreme Court if, quote, he'd take it. Now, he was questioned yesterday about sharing his 2020 ticket with a Republican, and he entertained the idea.
He did. He said if he could find one, he might do it. But he said right now he had nobody in mind. You know, there were the old Republicans, the guys who were around during Watergate, who did the right thing and followed their own conscience and their responsibilities. Now we have a new group of people who are there sticking together no matter what. No matter what is shown, the president of the United States tries to bribe a foreign leader. And those Republicans are saying, we don't think this rose to the level of impeachment. It certainly did. And it is extraordinary to me that somebody thinks more of staying in the United States Senate and having U.S. Senator on the tombstone, which they're going to have anyway, than losing that power. Now, as far as Biden entertaining a Republican as a possible running mate, good idea. I mean, he should do that. Listen, there are decent people around, and this is an election that has to be won. And I think Biden knows that. If you want to win, you have to reach out to everybody. And he's saying there's some real decent Republicans, and there are.
How about this one, Alan? Russian President Vladimir Putin is marking 2 decades in power. He's boasting about his achievements, but remains coy about his political future. Reticence that fuels wild speculations about his intentions. From the Associated Press, Kremlin watchers are trying to predict what will happen after Putin's current 6-year term ends in 2024. They agree on one thing. Putin, Russia's longest-serving leader since Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin, will likely stay at the helm.
Well, he is a dictator. There's no question about it. He has been putting the trappings of democracy to some degree around his holding on to power. But there have been arrests. There have been people put in jail. It is not easy to run against this guy. And whoever is giving him advice on what to say is giving him good advice. I mean, you know, you can beat your chest, but that hasn't worked for dictators in the past. What is working for him is that he's saying we have a democratic system and we're working it, even though he doesn't.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Happy New Year, everybody. There's still some time to get something in before the end of the year.
And I'll make a prediction right now. Donald Trump will be defeated as president of the United States.